From Anshe Svar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of Parashat Yitro, the beloved Gentiles? One question that could certainly rise in the minds of anyone, particularly a Gentile, would be, does God love me? It says numerous times that God loves the forefathers, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. It says that he loves Ahavti Etchem, Hashem, God loved us. We say every morning, Ahavat Olam, Ahavtanu Hashem, Elokeinu, God loved us a great love. So we know that God loves us as Jews. What about the Gentiles? Does God love the Gentiles? Another question. Banim atem Hashem Elokeichem. It says in Deuteronomy chapter 14 that we are children of God. What about the Gentiles? Are the Gentiles children of God as well? For this, we need to turn really to Parshat Yitro and Shemot, Exodus in general, chapter 19. Because when we say Asher Bachar Banu Mikol Amim, that we say that God chose us or loved us, Avar Bavtanu, we're really referring to the giving of the Torah. The Torah shows that God loves us so much. And the question is, what does it say there? Does God only love us, or does God love everyone? So it says there, that Yitemli Segula Mikol Amim, that you will be a treasure from above all the nations, more than all other nations, more beloved than all other nations. Okay. The idea of this favoritism of the Jews, that we know. But what about, does God love the others? Comes the Sforno and he says, Afal pi shekol amin anoshi yakar etzli. All of the human race is beloved, it's precious to me, more than any other thing, the monkeys, the animals, trees. Because after all, that's what I wanted. I designed it this way. There are people. Jews, non-Jews. As he says in Pirkei Avos, chapter 3, Mishnah 4, beloved is man that he is made in the image of God. Beloved is a human being that they're made in the image of God. So, Rabbi Akiva says in Pirkei Avos, a very clear statement, that the human being is beloved because we are made in the image of God. Now, Rabbi Akiva also says that we have an extra love that God told us that he loved us. He told us that it says in Parshas Vayechanan and other places that God loves us. It says right here that we are his treasure. So we're told that because we have the Torah. Any Gentile who knows the Torah also knows that God made him in the image of God. And therefore, he or she is indeed beloved. He says that we will be, despite that, the fact that God finds everyone very beloved, we will be particularly beloved. And he says, the amount which God loves us versus Gentiles is a matter of quantity, not of quality. And he says, but li kol aretz, the end of the verse says, we are the treasure because for me is the whole land. What does that mean? You're a special treasure, even though the whole world is for me. He says, it's true, the whole world is mine. And there's no question that righteous Gentiles are very beloved to me. But the Jewish people are a special treasure beyond that. We had another similar kind of an idea in Chizkuni. It's mentioned sort of in the Sforno, but particularly in Chizkuni at the beginning of Shemot, beginning of Exodus. There it said that Shalach, he says, I want you to know, B'ni B'chori Yisrael. God tells Moshe, tell Paro, my son, my firstborn, Israel. So Chizkuni says an obvious point. If the Jews are the firstborn, what is everybody else? The other children. So even though it says in Deuteronomy, Banim atem Hashem lechem, you, the Jews, are my children, everybody's children of God. Kol omot banayim, Chizkuni says, rabbi from France, that all the nations are my children. Israel, but the Jews, we are beloved more than the others. So, or as the Sforno says, even though in the end of days, I'll have all the people call out the name of God, as it says in Sephaniah chapter 3, verse 9, but the Jews are particularly beloved as they are my children. So, that is very interesting. Now, the idea of being Kohanim also suggests that You can't dismiss the nations of the world. What's a Kohen? We are Tamli to Yulim Lachet Kohanim Begur Kadosh. We will be a priestly kingdom and a holy nation. What's a priestly kingdom? It says in Isaiah that Atem Kohanim Hashem Tikru. We'll be called the Kohanim of Hashem. What does that mean? So Reb David Zvi Hafen says it's our job to educate everyone else. The Rambam is quoted by his son Rav Ram Ben Arama on the verse that we are a priestly kingdom. That it's our job, our role vis-a-vis the Gentiles is the same role like a Kohen, any Kohen, like Yitro is a Kohen, toward the people, toward the nations. The idea that God loves everyone, that everyone is very important, that human beings are valuable, even though we have this special Torah, special relationship with God, is exemplified also by the entire Parshat Yitro. Parshat Yitro says, there's a man named Yitro, he's not even Jewish. And he comes and he's telling us how to organize things, how to do things, because we value human beings, we value knowledge, we value wisdom. Even though there's a Torah, we still value good ideas from Gentiles who are endowed by God with wisdom and tell them, Elohim, the image of God, to come up with good ideas. We value their ideas as well. And you could argue that that's only before we got the Torah, but after the Torah, it's not true. But some say that the story of Yitro is after we got the Torah, and we still listen to Yitro, because Chochma Bagoyim Tamid, there is wisdom among the nations of the world. The Yitro is an image of what it could be like one day when all people could embrace the way Moshe and Yitro embraced their loving relationship and the intellectual relationship that the two had together. So, when this book of Shemot speaks of the V'yadu Mitzrayim K'nei Hashem, that one day the nations, the Egypt should know that I am God. We know that part of the purpose of Exodus is not only for the Jewish people to become the Jewish people, but also ultimately for all the nations of the world, starting with Egypt, starting with the most sophisticated nations. We want them to know there's a God as well. The Rambam says that we've begun that process. There's Christianity, there's Islam, which have given people a lot of the ideas of the Torah. Not all of them, but some. And that's a first step toward all the nations of the world, recognizing one God, recognizing Torah, recognizing that we are indeed all created in the image of God. Thank you for joining us here at the Anshei Sefarad Beth Elometz Congregation for our discussion of the Parsha and the holidays. And we want to thank our sponsors for this week as well. That is, we want to thank Erica Siegel, who sponsored in memory of her parents, Yekutiel Yehuda Ben Yaakov, and Chana Bas Frimit. May the memories be a blessing.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.